In today's podcast, we're going to talk about what business insurance you actually need for your business. Make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. So right before we begin, real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to our affiliate links in the description. Make sure you check those out. If you're on the podcast, in the show notes, if you're on YouTube, check it out in just the description. A couple people have already picked it up already. But if you still need the ultimate checklist guide, reach out to us. We'll get it sent to you. Just check the email in the description and just say that I need it, and we'll get it sent to you. And we'll go from there on that part. So today, we have a lot of good stories, a lot of bad stories about this right here. But we're about to get into it. So, Eddie, business insurance, how you feel about it?
I think it's very necessary, especially with all the fun things that's happened to us over the years. I think the most craziest thing, which I couldn't even dreamt this, is whenever our place got flooded and the neighbor's place got flooded, and the next door neighbor got flooded as well. Was a situation when I think it was one of our employees brought one of their kids. I guess their little kid was having fun. And put some rags in the sink and turned the sink on. And then they left for the night. And next morning we come in and the whole place is flooded.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like $100,000 of damages.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yep. Yeah. And then the funny part was, the property owner heard about it and sent out a contractor. And you remember the contractor was like, oh, yeah, we're going to replace all this.
Everything needs to be replaced. Damaged. He said, this is wet. This shirt's wet. We're going to need to rebuild this.
And redo everything.
Look at these tires. Mm-mm. Like, yeah. We got to do all this stuff.
So he saw money signs and opportunity. So he was trying to replace everything. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
It's kind of like ambulance chasing. You know, people who chase ambulances for, like, private, what do you call it, an injury lawyer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Things like that. But it's like for contractors, he came out there and he was just like, we're going to replace this whole wall up to here, even though there's an inch of because we got to make sure it didn't get sucked up. And I know he was probably thinking like, oh, well, you know, worse, it's going to be okay. But then we called a mitigation company who actually handles stuff like this. And a first mitigation company kind of tried to bend us over and take us for everything we had. Yeah. That was a ServPro.
Well, I think they're used to just doing like insurance claims.
Yeah.
So, you know, with insurance claims, you can. Well, I don't know, like, but I know like with vehicles, insurance claims about the same thing.
Yeah.
You can get a certain amount of money, and they'll pay X amount, and just try to squeeze as much as you can out of it.
Yeah, and on this one too, this was a weird situation because anything that happened to our property, we had to fix. Anything happened to anybody else's property was covered by insurance because we didn't have commercial property insurance, but we had the general liability insurance that allowed us to, that basically if we caused any harm against someone else's property. We ended up getting commercial insurance later that day, but you know, at the time it was crazy because like there was a plumbing company next to us. They had some commercial electric heaters. Each one of them I think was starting around like $10,000 or more, and it was like 6 or 7 damage or at least. There's a lot of other stuff that they had in there that they had to get replaced. It was just a lot of stuff on there. And I don't know what we would do if we didn't have the general liability insurance that would cover it. Because these type of events can really sink your company, you know, because someone has to pay for it. You know, it can't come out of nowhere.
No. It would have made enemies real quick.
Yep. And now they came out to help us out with some stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're cool now. So let me go to, let's look at all the types of insurance. So these are the 5 that we recommend. General liability, commercial property insurance, commercial auto, workers' comp insurance, and business income insurance for the most part. There's some other like cargo insurance that you can look into, inland marine insurance as well, same thing. It's not on this list, but we need to put it on here. But general liability, this right here will be kind of like, what'd you call it? Like, kind of like your umbrella around a lot of the stuff that you're doing on customers' property, because we've used that a couple different times when it's necessary. And some things you just want to handle, like we've handled some stuff just off the books too as well, because you might just easier to go through the process. Yeah, like the one with the when our driver backed up into the lady's
corner of the house.
Yeah, we just handled that off the books on there, and then we ended up getting you know, we just basically paid for, because I guess this happened to them before, and then they already knew the price and stuff of it. We just paid the material cost, and they came out and did it. And it was pretty much on that one. Mm-hmm. So general liability is pretty good.
How much, so that way everybody kind of understands, since you're the one that submits all this stuff, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So how much does this stuff cost?
So our general liability process, if I remember, is about like 150, something like that. It's not a lot of money, but it's like 150.
A month?
Yeah, 150 a month. When you're smaller, you can get stuff like $29, $30. It literally makes no sense not to have it. It's pretty low. I think we have two general liability policies. So it's based around $300 something a month. Something like $320, $330, something like that. I don't remember exactly. But we started out on, I remember you had mutual, Liberty Mutual.
Yeah.
How much did they make you charge?
It was cheap. I think you were right, like $30 something.
Yeah. So most of you guys get started with $30 something. We have a link down below to some different providers you have, and also too we have providers inside the checklist. Just got updated again. As I say, we update this on a regular basis. A couple people already got it. If you want an updated version, reach back out on there. So the next thing is kind of like probably your most expensive one, which would be commercial property, not commercial. It'll be auto insurance for your cars.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, just like regular car insurance. You pretty much, depending on who you have driving, if it's you, if you have a great record, like when we just had Eddie on there, it was like, you know, maybe like a $200. Now that we got all these other drivers ranging in experience to down to being young and stuff like that, it kind of ranges. We're paid probably around like $1,800 a month to $2,000 for you, me, Kobe,
James.
And that's with added Fluffy on there, because we added him. And then Akira, and I think we still, yeah. So for that right there, on there. So just for that right there, we have that. And as we get more people, if they have good driving records, it don't really raise it up. If they don't, then it goes sky high.
Mm-hmm.
And also youth too as well. They get speeding tickets and stuff. You know, those don't help at all on there. But you'll probably pay probably your most on there. But you need to put your people on there. We've went through it too, where we had a couple of employees and we didn't put them on there, and that's when you get left, you know, hanging when something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, and also too, I feel like we didn't use insurance properly, cause we had a couple of vehicles that possibly could have used it, like when you went down the ice storm and the roads were slippery and you did a 360 like a ballerina out there on the ice, and we
that
should
was
probably
should probably was get a little crazy. It was over there in Austin, and and Austin has a lot of hills, and like that thing was frozen. it was like a Walmart 18-wheeler that couldn't get back up, and everybody was trying to get around them, and it was getting crazy. And then, yeah, like you said, 360. Like I don't know how many times I went around in circles. It's the first time it ever happened. But pretty much, I just said, well, there's no point. I can do anything. I just basically have to bump all over the place. But
yeah,
it got a little scary. But thankfully, we had the insurance there.
Yeah. But we didn't use it, though.
I know we didn't use it.
We should have used it, though. On there. We should have used it more. But talking about accident, I see what he said. I got in a pretty nasty accident, a car accident. It was Eddie's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was mad. I didn't give him his chairs or something.
I broke his brake line.
Yeah. No, it was just, someone just didn't yield and ran, and we ran into them on there. But I'm pretty good, I think, for now. We'll see. My back hurts. So, but let's go to the next one. So the next one, this is what would have covered us for the flood. It would have been commercial property insurance. Mm-hmm. Commercial property insurance, we pay literally almost probably like the same amount for our general liability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much the same. So basically that 150 to 180 we have for the two different locations. This new location, I think since we're going to have all our stuff there, we're going to cover more. We're going to charge more on this bar here because we did use our commercial property insurance when someone stole stuff from us. When an employee who came in and stole and damaged some products, they ended up giving us our money back for it.
That's cool.
And then I don't think we used it for anything else. Things got for now on that. But technically, if someone steals something from you or if something, some type of event happened, breaks like that, make sure you get acts of terrorists because they'll be really kind of iffy what is caused a terrorist to be an old employee, and they can say that's a terrorist when he comes by and he does something to your
terrorizing your us.
Yeah. Sorry right there. But that one was pretty good. And that one would have saved us from paying anything for the mitigation.
So they understand too, because I'll let my wife handle all like claims and stuff. But generally, what's the procedure? Say something happens.
Yeah. First thing you happen, get on one knee and pray. And no, but first when something happens, everyone's all right. Generally, on like Next Insurance, what we have, or when we had Hiscox or Progressive, they have just like submitting a car claim. You go in there, you can call up, you can tell them information, or you can submit it online as well, just what happened and what's damaged and stuff like that. And then they'll send an adjuster out there to you to figure out the price of everything and if they can cover it. And then usually, like, Next Insurers get back to you pretty quick. It's usually, like, 2 days. They kind of got a general answer for you or what's about to happen. Progressive is a little bit slower, but they still get back to you on stuff. But that's pretty saying. You take photos of everything. If you have any witnesses and stuff like that, you do all the witness stuff. For us, we just submitted for that one, we submitted a video of someone stabbing our chairs. It's pretty self-explanatory. And it wasn't us. You know, and then I think we had to submit some paperwork that they got fired or something like that.
Yeah.
And then other than that, that was really pretty much simple. It's a simple form that you fill out online, and you can call out. I think we filled the form out and then called, and then they got adjusted to us to call us back later that day to say when they're going to come out, and then that was basically it right there. And then they just eventually gave us back the money. I think, like, they mailed it to us, which I think took a little longer. So like 2 weeks on there. But I see now that they have a thing now they can just direct deposit it into your account. So that might be another, you know, couple of days with ACH pauses.
That's cool.
On there.
Yeah, we need to, talking of which, we need to submit another one. There's a garage door that the forklift ran into. So we need to submit a claim for that.
Oh, dang.
Stuff happens, you see, like literally. Like this happened like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
And then the next one is workers' comp insurance. We have, to this date, knock on plastic and wood if we can find it back then. We've never used a claim for this one right here. But workers' comp is just for your employees. So, like, technically me and Eddie are employees of the company. If we were to get hurt during work and stuff like that, this would help take care of our medical bills and stuff like that, or any other employees that we have on a team as well, just to make sure. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's based off of the salary, how much you pay people, and how many employees you have. I think ours run about like $100-something a month on there. And
then per employee?
No, just all together. It's not like a lot on this one. A lot of people are contractors too, so we don't have the same kind of issue. But I think this might be the work with contractors, but I'm not an insurance agent, so don't hold me on that one. I don't think we used that one. I think a couple times we could have, but we just didn't though, for whatever reason. The next one is one that we actually don't have, where I'm actually trying to find it. Actually, no, I guess we technically it is in our policy because it is in the one policy. If some type of disaster happens, because I have it on the general liability, I didn't even think about this right here. This is an extra thing. Some type of disaster happened, like a hurricane, snowstorm, you know, a meteor comes through and disrupt business activities where you can't use it. This should cover our business expense. I don't know about the meteor part of it. That's part, you know. But
throw that in there.
Yeah, but I think it's just fire, water, wind, like stuff like that.
Okay.
Like common acts of God, that it kind of holds you against on there. So on there, and then the last one. Let me see. It's cargo insurance. This right here. That right there's inland marine. We had some of this, but I don't know what happened to the whole thing on this right here. It just didn't work out, but all it is just while you're traveling on the vehicle, that your stuff is just because when you're moving and stuff like that you actually protect your actual individual items. The commercial property insurance also does a little bit of that for like your tools and like your actual assets too if they get damaged anywhere. So it's kind of the same thing a little bit, but the marine kind of does it everywhere. As long as it's not on water, they don't cover. They call it in marine, so it's not like you can't be on a yacht, you know, and someone have your chairs and stuff like that. They're not going to cover that on there.
No.
But these kind of six of them right here do a lot for us.
So one thing that I think we talked about a little bit earlier is, if they're going to start renting stuff, one thing that we've learned is a lot of companies, they'll ask for certain insurances. That way you can get inside the building. They just want to make sure. I think it generally is like $1 million or something like that.
Yeah. So
which one is that?
I'm actually going to find what the one company sent to us.
Which one was that?
This is Omni.
Omni?
Yeah. They just sent one over about a couple of days ago of what we needed to have. And I'm not going to lie, they're kind of they send stuff and tell you things, but there's obviously like a little leeway on things on there, because like we didn't have some of the stuff that they said that we needed, but it all still worked out and everything like that in there. Let me try to find
So if they get a quote and then they say you need all the stuff, and there's obviously room to make it work, right? As long as you have something.
Yeah, there's some room. I think for this one right here, they specifically didn't tell us that they needed this before they booked.
Oh, okay.
And we asked them some questions about it, but it's just never they just never or maybe they didn't know they needed it or something. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. So let me see. The vendor policies. Okay, right here. So this is it right here. Let's see.
Commercial general liability limits. $1 million per occurrence. Single limit for damage. Million.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically for injury. So general liability.
Yeah, we had covered.
Business automotive. We already have all that. Workers' compensation.
Well, in the business auto, the only thing is we don't have $1 million in coverage. We didn't have $1 million of coverage at all in there. Hmm. I think we had like half of that.
We have like $100.
No. No, I don't remember that number, what coverage we have on that, but we didn't have that. We had the workers' comp thing correctly on there. What was the other thing? And they also wanted, like, umbrella insurance. We do not have umbrella insurance, and umbrella insurance is pretty hard to get just because they usually want to have it in the same – they want you to have everything up to $1 million or more or $2 million,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll offer it to you. And most of them want it to be in the same – from the same company on there. So umbrella will cover anything that goes over that amount for you. I think as we get bigger and bigger, that's something we're going to look more into. It'll cover you from a lot of different situations. Like if someone sues you for something and it's going to be more than your general liability policy or any other policy you have, then, you know, umbrella will cover the rest of it so you don't have to spend any money on it. But they required that. We didn't have that. But they ended up talking to us because all we're doing is delivering stuff to a dock. You know, I don't know how much damage we're going to be able to realistically do, you know, just bringing stuff to the dock. But on there, so they kind of gave us a little leeway and obviously said we didn't need all of that for the most part. Because, like, I know they're thinking, too, that, you know, someone might go in there and start going crazy and start destroying everything and just go run up $10 million in damages.
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't see how
we can get up there quick, because one thing is, like, from the, I think, the Hilton, like I was telling you earlier, like they're in the same boat. They wanted us to have insurance because we do a, what's that? Like, every year we do it. Is where they do the autograph signing.
The
Cowboys and all of them.
Yeah, so that's the signing with stars or something. Yeah. I don't remember, something like that.
But one of the guys was telling me, he's like, oh, be careful with that door. And we're like, what, this door? He's like, yeah. Like last time, I forgot what driver, I think FedEx or something, hit it with their cart and broke it. And he was like, it was like $10,000. I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, you don't want to break that door.
Yeah.
It's like a huge glass door.
Yeah, and I think they really have these policies specifically so people only choose people from their vendors list because they can kind of dictate who works with them. It's kind of like it's a gateway without having to say it's a gateway because it costs a lot to have this all the insurance they have.
Yeah.
And honestly, when we first started out, we didn't have all this insurance because like we were doing a job one time. It was for the jump rope business we had, and it was inside of the Los Colinas Plaza, which is like a big, huge, like 30-story building over there. And we were going to do a clean out of a company that was moving to a different location, but we couldn't get the insurance for it to get into the building on there. So like we ended up getting like the car mount because we were doing that because we needed it for the when we were doing the apartments. Mm-hmm. So we had the million and some change or whatever they wanted for that. We had the general liability policy, which they wanted on there to be like 4 million. We got that figured out. But we couldn't give someone to give us umbrella insurance because they wanted you to have all these other insurances too that we didn't need. Like, and all the stuff I hear, and then you have to pay so much on top of that. So it was really hard to get a quote on that. But so we ended up doing that job. And sometimes that will stop you from doing big jobs. It's not just about having the stuff on a lot of things. It's about having all the paperwork and stuff together. So if you are, you know, have your insurance and stuff together, you will be able to get into jobs you won't be able to get into. Like, some, like the government is not going to work with you if you don't have, you know, general liability and just some commercial and workers come. Like, if you don't have those three, they're not working with you. Yeah. It's just not going to happen because it's too much risk for them on there. Someone to get hurt on there. But, yeah, but we recommend these six. These six you can find in the checklist as well. We've had a couple people reach out for the checklist. I know we haven't had the site up yet for it, but, you know, just send us an email. We'll send you out the checklist. The version right now is already that we sent out is already, you know, we already have more stuff that we added onto it. It's like the checklist keep getting longer and longer.
No.
And we still got to add Eddie's stories in that he has a couple stories that he has in the checklist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're fun stories. Just like for sure, I think everybody needs to have some kind of insurance. Obviously, like, I think we risk it a little bit in the beginning because, you know, either you don't have the funding or whatnot, or maybe you're not too sure what's gonna happen. But when stuff does happen, it's very, very, very important because accidents happen all the time that you have insurance to back you up because this would be catastrophic. Imagine you have to pay $70,000 or, you know, $200,000 for something that was so small that turned into something huge.
Yeah.
You had no control over. You know what I mean?
And most venues, would you say, require bigger venues require that? We need to require that in here. I just thought about that. Some type of insurance. It does limit the list of people, but it also, like, if anything gets damaged, you just file a claim and you're good on there. And maybe that's what a lot of vendors, like venues and stuff, do. And people want to work people with insurance. It's kind of like the whole, like, when people say insured and bonded or whatever that, it gives a little bit more credibility. And also that if you break something, that the customer is going to be covered and everything. So I do like, you know, I do like how that kind of gives you a little boost up. I knowing what we know now, I wouldn't start it without it. It's $30-$40, you get me? And it's just, you know, good. So now when you go do the general liability, don't go in there and like say like, oh, I'm about to kill it. They ask you for what your next 12 month revenue going to be, and then if you've never made that much money, you know, don't go out there and say, I'm going to make $15 million. Your general liability policy is going to be so high because of that on there. Because, you know, so they do take some of that stuff in there. Be realistic on your stuff. I'm not saying don't dream, you know. Obviously, if you're going to kill it. But, you know, the insurance company don't have to know that you're going to be killing it. If you plan to go from zero to $15
million,
you know, like maybe to tell them like $100,000 or something like that. And then when you get to $15 million or whatever you're at, then you can update it on where you need to go to. But having some will save you a lot. And especially if you have employees, that workers' comp is gonna, you can get drained from that stuff. Is what you call it. And then the commercial auto, like trying to get the highest limits you can afford, obviously helps out. Most general liability policies don't really go underneath a million. I think allers are like 2 million. We have two of them. I like to hold two of them because you never know if someone's not gonna cover it. We're not gonna, because I don't want to be trying to come up with $500,000 for something if something happened in the future. Mm-hmm. We're not planning to make nothing happen, but you just never know on there. Any other final thoughts, Eddie?
No, that's pretty much it. Just for sure get it because, like I said, stuff happens. And I know you and me always make it happen. Like just like me driving from here all the way to Austin when all the roads were iced, that was a little risky. But as you see, stuff happens. And if you have insurance, you can rest more easier versus not having it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you have any questions, or if you want to work with us on anything from consulting, or you want to come on and talk to us on the podcast, we're going to be bringing people on and eventually reach out to us. We just want to hear and talk to you, see how your business is going, seeing if we can help with anything, or maybe you got something that we can learn. We're all open ears and stuff like that. Send us an email or anything like that. We're going to eventually get a phone line so you just text, and it's just me and Eddie can just text on it.
No,
on there. And then we have this checklist, which is kind of like the building blocks, we think, to help really help people get out there and get started in their business. So if you want that, email us. We still have an opening for the, not this quarter, but for the next quarter, for a person who wants to join and invest with us, or really help basically start another business with us, especially business. Reach out if you want more information on that, how that's going to work. We'll put that together for you. But thank you guys for listening so much, and we'll see you on the next one. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.